Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right.
Open minds, open minds.
Aha!
Hey!
Open minds.
Aha.
Going on, what's going on?
What's up, what's up?
What's up, what's up? OMR.
Yes, indeedy. This is OMR Uncut.
No way.
And we are messing around with Blog Talk. We normally are on Caliwood Media Network, but this is OMR Uncut, so it's going to get a little explicit. Unnecessarily and necessarily. So, ladies and gentlemen, this ain't the sexiest strip club in the world, but it's just as good. You're listening to the OMR Show, and I'm one of your lovely hosts, Queen X, and I'm chilling with Alex.
Talon!
And Mama Leo, where you at? She over that way. We're inviting you to think while it's still legal. Waking up the people one nudge at a time. Real people, real talk, real life. So as you guys know, we have not been on Blog Talk Radio for quite some time, and we thought it best that we go ahead and get back to it. So normally, we do have people calling in and all of that, seeing as how this is our first ever solo show on your media, messing around with some of our technologies. If you hear some moving and shaking, we're just trying to find the best sound for you guys. But anyways, today's show is all about why you believe what you believe. So we're just gonna go over some questions. You know, like belief is ever present.
Mm-hmm.
It's metaphysical.
Yeah.
It's powerful. I mean, God.
It's literally our drive to live.
It's like the idea behind God, you know, like, I don't know, like, if you guys are familiar with Japanese culture or something like that, but the power of one's belief fuels the power of a God.
Exactly.
So
I was actually watching, movie too?
Did you just hit me?
Yeah. But basically, the gods are losing strength because people are not believing them anymore.
Wow.
And like a Hercules type of guy, I think. What was Zeus' other son? He had a few of them.
Yeah.
And he was fucking all
over
the world.
That's true. He did have a lot of kids.
But there was he only had two that were heroes, like Achilles. I think it was that. That's the one. Achilles, Hercules, and a few other ones. But anyway, so he has to come, you know, save them from the from Titans and all the other shit. And at the end of the movie, basically, people have moved forward from believing in gods and believing in other gods, and now the past Greek mythological gods are now, they're dying, and they have to go away. So, like, I was just saying that, you know, to piggyback on, like, belief is the lifeblood of any faction or religion or god or whatever you want to put it in, but if there's no belief in it, then it doesn't exist, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, it's like the qualifying principle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to be able to have some sort of something substantial.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't believe that what I'm sitting in is called a chair.
Hey, I don't want no one to take offense to what I'm about to say. Are my super religious people, please? I love and respect any religion. But I just wondered, like, does Buddha and Allah and God, do they have, like, Instagram accounts? Like
they probably do.
Like, to keep up with their followers.
I'm pretty sure somebody does.
You know,
or has, but you know what? We're going to Google that.
Nah, they're like, y'all follow now, man. I just popped. I'm viral right now.
But yeah. I mean, like, there's an anime show called Noragami. And it's on, I think it's on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was watching it. And it's about a demigod who is trying to get, he's trying to fund his own shrine.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, I'll do whatever you need. Just call me. Like, he's like, just pay me 5 yen or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he needs to collect money, actually, to get this shrine, you know. So, and his thing is, you know, the people aren't going to build one for me because people barely know I exist.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make this money so I can make me a shrine. You know, and I'm going to do as many small jobs as I can, you know, until somebody, you know, so that's like his goal is like get a shrine built. And just the concepts that were designed and put into the show is very interesting. You know, how the demigod is obviously invisible until the person that needs him, you know, and calls on him. He literally like has a cell phone that he gets calls on. And he does these little jobs like, hey, can you find my cat? Or, like, you know, some of that. And the way that they portray the spirit realm.
I like that because
I'm
very much a spiritual person, like the rest of us. But I'm so much of a practical person, too, that that's how I really look at things, you know,
yeah.
In the most practical sense of it all. Like, you know, I don't truly believe that, you know, a lot of the things that we read are pretty much meant for storytelling reasons. From Greek mythology to Buddhism to Hinduism to Christianity, all that, the stuff that you read about it, it's meant to be an exciting story. It doesn't mean that every last bit of it is literal.
But wait, you say Buddhism?
He did. He said Buddhism.
What do you call it?
Buddhism.
Buddhism. Sorry, my Buddhist.
Buddhism.
That's what I study
in Buddhism.
That's what I study. My bad. I'm a follower.
That's R. Kelly is the leader of Buddhism.
Buddhism. Fellas, can we come together? I think we probably is. And technically, is a religion. We have a church that we all meet up at.
Where? What is it called?
Strip club.
Oh, okay, got you.
And we pay our tithes.
And there's a certain way that you pay your tithes. Do you have any gods in that church?
There's one called, I believe, goddesses.
Oh, the goddesses in these
goddesses.
What are they called? Do they have names?
You got one apple watch, you got
apple watch.
Yeah.
Like a double wide, but an apple shape.
No, apple watch.
Oh, I'm about to say.
Because you got an apple out of watch.
And
I would have thought New York, but
I don't know. Maybe the booty has some energizing pack to it, and it's like 1,000 watts of apple.
So she's an energizing bunny with a butt.
Oh my God! You've never seen this woman move?
No, I don't. I don't visit these churches.
Praise to the Most High when it comes to that.
I follow her on Instagram.
Jesus, that woman has a talent and a like no other.
She has nothing on Sweet Leah, though.
Sweet Leah.
I'm unfamiliar with these goddesses you're talking about.
I got to take you to church one day.
Take you to church.
I got to take you to church. But so, actually, like, so no offense to my Buddhist people. I was really talking about my religion, Buddhism.
Look, but for real, though, like, even, like, us talking like this, somebody who's a holy roller is going to listen and be like, you should not be praying like that. This is blasphemy. You guys really need to go to a real church
and
get blessed. Like that, not blessed. Blessed. Like
I think people react to that third stuff because even now, when you hit me in my forehead right now, she just blessed me on my forehead. I feel stuck. I'm like,
your third eye.
I'm like,
she scrambled it.
Yeah, hold on.
Just for a second. Imagine your third eye is so clear, it is its own pair of glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody just put their hands on it, smudge oil on it. It's just kind of cloudy.
Yeah, now you can't see. Right?
You gotta wipe it off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? The reason why we tend to associate belief so quickly with religion is because religion is a huge part of a lot of our cultures.
Yeah, but technically you can believe in anything. Like you said, like how you break me down to cultures, like. There are people that are in the middle of the Amazon right now who have a total different belief system than over here.
Yeah, that's true. And they live by that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And die. Like, they're very serious.
I mean, it's ridiculous how people don't play something as strong as belief. You know, like, the people that are in power, they understand it.
Oh, yeah.
They understand the intricacies of belief. You know what I'm saying? And they use that. It's like, the power of a random drug test. If you believe your company will actually
randomly
test you at any given time, you're not going to get high, you're not going to get saved, you're not going to take any drugs, because you believe. They may have just said, oh, yeah, you know, this is just a paper to sign, you know, in case we decide to do a random drug test. They may not ever in the history of that company do one. They just want you to know that they could.
Yeah, exactly.
And depending on the professionalism that you see or, you know, anything like that, you're going to dictate in your mind, okay, I can't do ecstasy today because my job might test me tomorrow. Like, you know what I'm saying? They might.
And that sounds so familiar to other belief systems that I know. Maybe religion will play a part in that, because that's what the same thing with, you know, I wouldn't say just all religion, but especially Christianity. We like to sit there and say, if you don't, you will. you got your pros and your cons of X, Y, Z. Like, if you mess up, you're going to hell. That plainly. And it's like the same idealism that they take from religion and they use it in other belief systems, it still works. Like, if you believe that you're going to be punished for messing up at one point in time, then you're going to fly a little straighter than usual.
That's true. That's why they say, spare the rod, spoil the child. Beat your kid.
Don't beat your kid.
Beat your kid into submission. But I mean, like, for real, though, like, you know, little spankings and little pop-pops or whatever, however you should discipline your child, you know, you understand that if I don't discipline them, they're just going to be all over the place.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's all about, you know, reward and consequences and all of that. Mm-hmm. All that plays into belief. I was looking up Pew Research Center. They are my go-to for statistics. Not necessarily the Census Bureau, because they tend to skip a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But Pew Research Center, you guys can look them up. They have surveys on pretty much everything. So I looked up a study they did on the U.S. public becoming less religious and the importance of religious and religious belief. And in the first chapter, this is what they said. 3/4 of U.S. adults say religion is at least somewhat important in their lives, with more than half of them saying, 53%, saying it is very important. Approximately 1 in 5 say religion is not too or not at all important in their lives. Although religion remains important to many Americans, its importance has slipped modestly in the last 7 years. In 2007, Americans were more likely to say religion was very important or somewhat important to them than they are today. Only 16% of respondents in 2007 said religion was not too or not at all important to them. So it went from 16% to about 22%.
I've noticed that about the millennium. What were you guys saying on that? Is there a belief system that you have? And if so, do you mind sharing with the people what it is?
I'm not religious. I'm more so on the spiritual side, because there's been a lot of things growing up. I grew up Catholic. Every Sunday, my grandma had us in church every single Sunday, and it never clicked for me. I was always sleepy or just irritated to be there, so it never clicked for me. And then when I got older and I started experiencing different ways that people praise, like I went to a Baptist church, I was shocked out of my mind, because it's a lot different from the slow organs and it was a lot different from that. It was like he's stepping over pews and everybody's dying, and I was
like a lever around the chair.
Right, and I just was stuck, and then that let me know that there's different things that people believe, and not one thing is right over anything. Because even when I went to another Baptist church, there were still problems in that church. You get me? There's still the old women in the church talking about everybody, and the pastor preaching against gay people, but he's sitting up there fucking a deacon and shit. So you know, it's like it's all.
It was very hypocritical. Yeah, that's true.
So when I got older, I started researching more, and when I found out that the Bible was a tool that they used to control the mind of the slaves. You know, if you don't follow your master, then I have the right to give you 40 lashes or whatever it was. I started researching way back to Kemet and to try to see what they were they're worshiping. And I'm just a spiritual person. I believe that there is a higher power, but I believe that my church is nature. My church is wherever I make it. My church is then and there in that moment. And in order for me to understand, I need to understand. So when I have an issue, I choose to meditate instead of going to a church and giving tithes and stuff like that and eating the body of Christ, because I thought cannibalism was a bad thing. So
you would think so.
I don't know. So I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. No offense to any religious people, but when you have so many different religions that cause wars and everybody's fighting over each other over what religion is better, and no, my God is this, no, my gods are this, and blah, 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 there's no one thing that's right. So for me, it's about how I feel, and that's being spiritual, just knowing.
I've heard you mentioning the name Jah before. So
yes.
Are you more of a Rastafarian background?
I follow the teachings because basically they preach that, you know, love everybody. You know, the first thing you must do is love and be abundant and be abundant. And as Bob Marley said, the fruit and the wealth does not come from possessions and money and anything. It's what you give back into the world. So I would say that I do follow a bit of the teachings of Rastafari, but I am not devout Rastafari because I didn't meet. You know, I don't know if he was really a reincarnation, but he himself said he was not. So there's some shaky things there, but at the end of the day, they teach love, which is really what I'm all about.
Well, any faction of any organization, the idea is supposed to be the most important part, and
right,
that's
right.
The people, because the people are always going to be corrupted forever. That we are, the Bible speaks about that in the first part of our existence, that you are born into sin.
I mean, and the thing that I noticed, too, was, like what you just said, it's like an idea will never die, which is why Joker and Batman will be forever. But anyway, you know, but that's also why, and I think the reason why the idea behind Christianity is so powerful is because it puts people on a pedestal, and people want to be closer to God, like, as much as possible.
Right.
Even people that say they don't believe in God, we all like to have the upper hand. So to say, if you do this, then you're better than a sinner, then now we have within our power to say, oh, well, I'm a saint, and you're a sinner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that that idea is the main reason why Christianity and other beliefs like Christianity, you know, go over so well with people, because they're like, oh, I can change. I can do this and be better than blah, blah, blah. But every time you're trying to be better than something, there's still something that you're less than. There's still something that you're missing. You know what I'm saying? But I know Rocking. What you calling Rocking now?
Mama Leo.
She had some. What was it?
A little bit of
back.
So this is a quick question. Why is religion important to society? The quick answer, because, you know, there's a long paragraph underneath, is religion is important to society because it helps to regulate behavior. Religion teaches people specific rules, laws, and morals to follow. Should I read the rest of the big one?
I think we can save that for after the break.
Yeah,
because we're giving it some nuggets right now.
I truly do believe in that. That you have to have. So yeah, because if not, then if you have no moral guidelines to say that's wrong or that's right, you're pretty much savage.
Yeah. But then here's my thing. It's like, what our religion, say our religion, because, you know, Christianity is very prevalent here in the U.S., tells other religions that they're wrong, though. So, I mean, in certain situations, it's a good thing to have. Like I talked about it before, my grandmother. Right, but I'm not just talking about us. I'm talking about, you know, everybody. Yeah. But my grandmother is a perfect example of what it means to be a Catholic, a Christian, because no matter what, I have never heard my grandmother put anyone down, ever, period. And she, like I said, every Sunday, we were in church, every single Sunday. And she has the biggest heart in the world, so, I mean, I can't ever put down
every religion, because
right.
there's people, there's an exception to every religion. There's those people who okay, well, this is my religion, but I love you anyway. There's people
right.
that, this is my religion, and I won't demean you for yours, because at the end of the day, you still believe in a higher power. But there's the people who take it to the extra level, the extremists who, I should kill you, I should do this, I should, and that's with every religion. And I feel that,
yeah.
I feel that though it does give guidelines and what not to do, what to do, it's skewed when they say, thou shall not be God, I shall not commit murder, but these people over here believe that, oh, I have the right to kill you.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing, too. You got loopholes.
Yeah, very many
loopholes. But that's, you'll find those loopholes in the text.
There are no loopholes.
No, but there are, though.
People create those loopholes.
like, okay, they say that, you know, you're not supposed to kill anybody. That's one of the
exactly.
But the government kills people all the time.
No, not even that. In Ecclesiastes, one of my favorite passages,
mm-hmm.
there is a time for everything. There is a time to kill.
You know,
there is a time to let live. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly
that's what I'm saying, that there's loopholes, because, and that loophole is if you are going by, you know, God.
Studying and being studious becomes important.
Right, and that yeah. also comes with wisdom, because
mm-hmm.
apparently the more you study, you should be
mm-hmm.
getting wisdom,
right.
but information doesn't necessarily
so,
equal
wisdom.
So, from what I know about the Bible, is that the Old Testament is meant for, it's like a history book, not for you to actually live by. It's not like, that's like looking back in the history book of the United States and say, oh, these were old laws, let's go by now. No, that's it. These
are guidelines.
These are guidelines. This is something that we're supposed
reference.
To learn from and reference from and then move on from.
And
so,
be better.
You know, so when you got people that pick out these little things and say, oh, well, now it's allowing me, like, how do you allow slavery? Because, oh, the Bible says the obey your master. That was for certain times. That wasn't for you. That was for a whole other time and a whole other situation.
Right.
But people use it as a weapon.
For their own
any belief they use
I mean,
it as a weapon. The American system is used, the belief is used as a weapon. The American dream. It doesn't exist, but people believe in it, and therefore they use it to sucker in people, to lose their houses, lose their run up their credit, fuck up their whole entire lives, just believe in that American dream.
And it sucks, but I mean, we'll touch more on it when we come back from the break anyway, you guys. Stay tuned.
Pressure water gunplay, instantly flat to five like it's Palm Sunday. I fashioned the first tool from the elements the earth used and built it to a complex network of communication. You're up against a hopeless situation. I screen every vehicle through enemy observation. Swarming unpredictably, we spread terror, increase the fog significantly, change the era. Check my wind pattern, it's heading west. Success is freedom, but failure can mean death. Human sweat and aim shovels, dig up debris and rubble. Permanent damage caused by the double. You, now who, cowardly urge you to merge through and think the workers that serve you, the Sonic Marvel, who just dropped the next novel. Worldwide, rapidly, more than Marvel. It's a countless amount of MCs I saved, and them same niggas wanna swindle those gifts I gave.
Moments most sacred. Both species, they lay naked in the tombs of the oasis. Think back on niggas I ate with, spend a day with, guns we play with, niggas I relate with, we broke bread. I heard through a vine, niggas work for the feds, sent out secretly to take my head. I lay back and meditate to the words they said. Skipped town 4 months in Houston dress. Had a friend tell my family I was dead. Return at the last fall of the autumn leaves. Operate the plan accordingly, in case the feds are recording me. Sign all documents, using forgery, cause just a mere thought of me. I'm like Solomon, spoke bluntly, told the world I'm black and comely. Howls from the grave hunt me, the smell of death upon me. I dwell in the hills like Gandhi, been in the presence of mad peasants and old kings who sold everything on the quest of God divine. Slept in caves to get a clear mind, who prayed 3 times when the moon lit and when the sun rise. I met dwellers in the desert, talked to shepherds, been in the mouth of many leopards, felt the death kiss of Satan's mistress. Walked through vacant districts, performed religious, studied pagan scriptures to philosophers and physicians on a cure mission, who hardened their hearts toward the weak, sick, and afflicted. Candles lit, gambled with a bitch, who made me love her. When I touch her, saw paws, high claws, bees with sweet honey in their mouth, have bitter stingers at their tail. Walk through the chambers of death, take a whole lawn to hell. Embracing her was like embracing the third well.
On the other show.
What else?
Twitter, at the OMR Show.
Facebook.
Instagram.
At the OMR Show.
Yeah.
Snapchat.
OMR Uncut is Audi 5000.
See you in a second. Not really.
I was saying take it off a speaker. Because now this is probably here.